Books on Tape presents Franklin and Winston, An Intimate Portrait of an Epic Friendship, by John Meacham, read by Grover Gardner. The future is unknowable, but the past should give us hope. Winston Churchill. Introduction. A Fortunate Friendship. The light was fading. Late on the afternoon of Sunday, February 4, 1945, in the Crimean coastal town of Yalta, the three most powerful men in the world, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, and Joseph Stalin, were sitting in the grand ballroom of the Lavitia Palace, a former summer house of the Russian Tsars. The Allies in the war against Adolf Hitler's Germany were 3 months and 4 days away from conquering the Third Reich. Imperial Japan would surrender 3 months after that. There were huge questions to be decided about the war's final act and its aftermath, yet Churchill's circle was horrified by the paralyzed Roosevelt's condition. He is very thin, and his face is drawn and deeply lined, and he looks weary all the time, and as if he might be in bad pain. British Air Chief Marshal Charles Portal wrote to Pamela Churchill, then Churchill's daughter-in-law. Also, his brain is obviously not what it was. Altogether, he looks as if Truman might be in for a job of work. But of course it may be nothing serious, though none of us like the look of it much. It was quite serious. The American president was secretly suffering from congestive heart failure and high blood pressure. The prospect of losing Roosevelt troubled Churchill, who had spent 5 years in a turbulent but intimate alliance with the president. "Our friendship," Churchill told Roosevelt in the early months of 1945, "is the rock on which I build for the future of the world so long as I am one of the builders." Roosevelt veered between engagement and exhaustion.